emailing internationalwomenstrikenyc@gmail.com or by going to facebook.com/IWD March 8, 2014. On Monday, March 19th at noon, join the Race and Public Space Workshop of NYU's Institute for Public Knowledge for a discussion that asks reparations for all at 20 Cooper Square, room 503, near the corner of 5th Street and 3rd Avenue in Manhattan. The event will feature a conversation between Reparations Project Director Michael Ralph and renowned tax lawyer Haben Abraha about the prospect of reparations for all U.S. taxpayers based on Robert Meister's insight that the Emergency Economic Stabilization Act of 2008 constitutes an act of extortion that demands redress. Find out more at facebook.com/reparationsproject. Or you can reach the Institute for Public Knowledge directly by calling 212-998-8466. Then on Wednesday, March 28th at 6 p.m., join former New York Times columnist Bob Herbert for a free screening of his new documentary, Against All Odds, The Fight for a Black Middle Class, and a discussion about the film, which chronicles the uphill struggle of black families reaching for economic equality in the face of redlining, employment discrimination, and other historical inequities. It's all taking place at the Brooklyn Historical Society at 128 Pierpont Street near the corner of Clinton Street in Brooklyn. For more information, go to brooklynhistory.org/visitor/calendar or call the organization's visitor services desk at 718-222-4111, extension 250. And on Wednesday, April 4th at 6:30 p.m. and every first Wednesday of the month, the New York City chapter of the Democratic Socialists of America will hold an anti-war working group meeting at the Catholic Worker Mary House at 55 East 3rd Street between 1st and 2nd Avenues in Manhattan. According to the New York City Democratic Socialist website, the group is comprised of over 3,000 members and activists who are working together to build a democratic socialist organization in the five boroughs. We are socialists because we share a vision of a humane social order based on popular control of resources and production, economic planning, equitable distribution, feminism, racial equality, and non-oppressive relationships, reads the group's mission statement. You can learn more by going to socialists.nyc, or you can reach the Catholic Worker Mary House by calling 212-777-9617. That's the WBAI Resistance Calendar for the week ending Saturday, March 10th. I'm Jesse Lent.
Hi, my name is Young, and I always have my radio tuned to WBAI 99.5 FM in New York. When I go back home, I listen on the web at WBAI.org. สวัสดีครับกับผมยังผมฟังสถานีวิทยุ WBAI 99.5 ตอนที่ผมอยู่ต่างเมืองผมฟังได้จากเว็บที่ WBAI.org น่าสนใจมากครับ
Welcome to Aware. We are dedicated to communicating information that inspires your positive growth and change. Are you interested in a peaceful planet? Are you interested in optimal health? Are you living with purpose? Are you enjoying your life? We realize each person can make a difference, and our mission is to empower your awareness. The choices that you make in every moment shape your life, and we encourage you to realize that you have your own answers and to always listen to your own truth. We invite you to stay aware. Hello and welcome to the Aware Show. I am Lisa Garr, and it's great to be here with you today. Thank you so much for joining us. I always find it such a privilege just to be here in the studio with you and to exchange energy, and at the same time to have brilliant people come on and talk about life-changing topics like today. So do you ever feel that you have a book stuck in you? And what I mean by that is, do you feel that you have a book to write and you want to write your story or share your experiences to help people, but you don't have the time, you don't have the money, you don't think you can write, all these different excuses come up. Well, that and many, many other people feel the exact same way. The New York Times says that 81% of Americans believe they have a book stuck inside of them, but they haven't written it. Is this maybe you? I felt that when I was writing my book, Becoming Aware, it was one of the most rewarding things I've ever done, but it was also the most challenging because I had not written a book before. I really wanted to tell my story so that I could help as many people, but it was the book writing process was a bit of a challenge for me. And Tom Bird, who has joined us before on the Aware Show, he's a book whisperer. I call him a book whisperer. He's an author oracle. He has, for the past 34 years, helped aspiring writers publish their books and turn their life's work into their message and to get their message out into the form of a book. And so he's joining us today. Welcome, Tom. Thanks for joining me.
Thank you, Lisa. It's great to be with you again.
You too. Thank you so much for being here. So let me just ask you, with 34 years of doing this, not exactly how many people have you helped write a book, but what's the percentage of people that have succeeded in getting their books accomplished with you?
97%.
97%? That's amazing.
Yes.
97, that's high.
Books in a weekend.
To write their book in a weekend.
Yes. 97% of our students who attend my weekend retreats complete their books.
That is incredible. Now, tell me, first of all, why you help people with writing their books. Why do you feel that getting their messages out is so important?
Because it is, because each one of us is important. And when a person writes a book, they not only go through a permanent transitional change of healing, of expression, of enlightenment, but they also root their soul message on the planet to be shared with other people through the book and energetically as well, too.
Why do you think that people don't do that? Why do you think they shy away from and all those excuses I gave earlier? I'm sure you've heard all of them.
Because we've been mistaught about writing. It's been taught that it's hard, that you have to be talented to do it, you have to be brilliant, you have to be educated, none of which is true. Writing a book is easy if you see it as an innate art form, that it is.
Hmm.
And tune into the book that's waiting on the other side of life for you. It's easy.
What do you mean an art form?
Art is an expression of our divine wills.
Mm-hmm.
And writing is an art form because it expresses the divine will to be shared with the earth and the people on it.
Mm, that makes sense. So it's a divine will that wants to come through. And I know in my experience, if one person read it and healed or found something that they needed from that, then it's worth it. You know, that's my experience. But I know that there's a lot more people that do read the books, and they're easier to get these days. I mean, you can publish on Amazon. You can do so many different things. But what is it that you teach? How do you get people to write a book in a weekend? And this is 3 days. Over 3 days, they write books.
Yes. There's three levels of participation in the retreat. First is preparation. That takes 12 to 14 hours to prepare for the retreat. Mm-hmm. And the expert speech, and then revision of your book. What I help people do is I help them tap into the book that's calling to them from the other side of life.
Mm-hmm. What do you mean by that?
I teach people to release books as opposed to create them.
Release them.
Release them.
Mm-hmm. You've said twice now that on the other side of life. What do you mean by your book is on the other side of life?
Well, I don't think we're limited to our earth sides. I think we have a higher self, a divine self, and a God self. And I believe we've written books to be delivered onto this plane before we got here. And we reach up to our divine selves. We just download those books and produce them quickly on this planet and this plane for release. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes sense. And a lot of people have done that. Our producer, Joyce, went through your program, and she said it was an incredible program, just that she wrote two. She started two books in her process, and it was
I mean, she really, really loved it. And she said it's just incredible the way that it works. So this is a three-day retreat. What happens on day one? It's a virtual retreat. So this is something you do from your own home.
Yes, you do from your own home. We begin about 8 o'clock morning, and by 8:15 you're working on your book. We write all day. We treat it like a job. We're going to put in 8 hours of writing per day. 30% of our attendees finish their books on the first day of the retreat.
Wow.
95% finished by the second day of the retreat, and the rest finish their books on the third day of the retreat.
Mm.
You know, it's all about, technically, Lisa, it's all about writing speed. The faster you write, the less time you have to think, and the more energy you have to connect with the divine presence in your book.
Mm.
So our authors average a writing speed about 2,500 words per hour at the retreat. The average length of their books is about 35,000 words. So it takes them about 12 to 15 hours to finish their books.
So you're speed writing, essentially. But it's good because it gets gets you out of the way.
Yeah. It's divine speed writing.
But it also gets your mental thought process and that whole analytical mind and excuses. They don't have time to exist, right?
You know, exactly. It outruns those resistances.
Interesting.
It outruns those fears, those concerns, those worries, those doubts, those judgments. We outrun them until we have a book done. And then we bring the logical mind back into the revision phase.
You know, a friend of mine who's an author said that he was experiencing writer's block, and he'd written 20 books. And he mentioned this in a conference we were in. And he said, you know, I thought to myself, how can someone like that who's written so many books have writer's block? And he said he just didn't feel the book was coming through him. And maybe it wasn't the book he was supposed to write. Have you ever experienced anyone with writer's block?
Thousands of authors a year.
Ah, typical problem.
I get someone over writer's block in 20 minutes easily.
20 minutes? Wow.
Easy.
Huh. Wow. I was looking at some of the testimonials on your website, and they really are just, if any of my listeners have a chance to go to the website, it's tombird.com, and you see some of the wonderful, the testimonials say, thank you, I'm growing into my book, practical and inspirational ways to write a book. It's one of the most memorable ways of writing a book ever. Really wonderful shifting and changing, and lots of gratitude on here. Someone who's 56 years finally started writing their book. That is cool. Very cool. Now, I do need to say that it is our fun drive here at this wonderful radio station, and in support of public radio, which we absolutely need and appreciate, you can, for a $250 pledge to the station, which we really, really, really appreciate, you will get a pass to the admission to this wonderful virtual writing retreat. It is happening March 9 through 11, so this is pretty fast. It's a virtual retreat, so you must have a computer, and you'll receive a lot of instructions on how to set up your space that day and really to shut your door and really have these 3 days and your home. It reduces expenses. You don't have to travel, but it really locks you in. I mean, you have to stay attentive and stay committed, at least from what Joyce told me. And it is, but
you're
it's,
right.
Yeah, but it's
only 3 days, Lisa. It's only 3 days.
To finish a book? That's amazing. It takes people years.
Look,
this one lady, 56 years.
Lisa,
wow.
I think it's important to share that with your listeners out there today. If you have someone in your life that wants to write and hasn't been writing, what better gift to give them than this?
That is so wonderful. So I forgot to get the number, 516-620-3602. Our volunteers are sitting in the phone room right now. Now, we only have 50 of these because of the weekend of the workshop is, you know, it's a limited space. So during the course of this show on the Aware Show, this will definitely, all 50 will go. So it is a virtual retreat. It's a $250 donation to the station. And I ask you to give us a call now. And this is only if you have been so stuck and you have a book that you know needs to be written and you just find every excuse you know, perfectly honest excuses that come into your space and you want to get your message out there. I've heard it said that a book is like the new business card, that writing your book really, it does. It shows up in the world with who you are. And it's true. Once you say you're an author, it's an incredible thing to say. Here's my friend, author so-and-so. It's a really beautiful thing to say. But then how many people do you think you can change as a result of them hearing your story? Yeah, you have a story worth telling. So call us, 516-620-3602. And it is called Ask the Volunteer in the phone room there. It's a $250 pledge. Terry, in our phone room there, will do payment plans of two payments. And you can ask for Tom Bird's Write a Book in a Weekend. And it is March 9, 10, 11. It's a virtual workshop, so you need to have a computer. But this is an incredible, I mean, Joyce did this. So many people that I listen to have done this. And it's a system. It's a really professional system that's been done over and over and over again. But it really is through the connection of the divine. And I'd love it if you could explain the spiritual aspects to this.
Sure. Well, let me tell you a little bit about my story first.
Okay.
I was a struggling author, and nothing was working for me. And I had picked up a few degrees in writing. I'd read hundreds of books on writing, and nothing was working. And I came home one Wednesday night from a baseball game, and I just started crying. It caught me out of the blue. I had this mini nervous breakdown. I just started crying, and then after I cried for about a half an hour, I said to God, God, what was that about? What I felt come back to me was, you're crying for yourself. I was, what do you mean crying for myself? You know, I'm not a victim. I've got a great life. He said, you're crying because you're not living the life that you're meant to live. I thought, oh, that one hit me hard and low. I said, all right, well, it's not like I haven't tried, you know. I know I'm supposed to be an author, but I can't find any system down here that works. And when I heard back, in response to that was, because you haven't come to me. I thought, okay, all right, well, whatever. So I said defensively, all right, if you show me how to do this, I promise you I'll spend the rest of my life showing other people how to do it as well. Well, two nights later, I woke up in a dream state. And I could see from that in that dream state exactly what I needed to do to not only write my book, but publish my first book. I sold my first book 4 weeks later, tripled my salary, and quit my job. Huh. Started teaching ever since. And
what?
You know, really, really what I found out, what my authors have taught me, Lisa, is that everyone has a book that's stuck inside them. Everyone has a book stuck inside them. It's a divine rite of passage. Mm-hmm. That book is already written, number two. Mm. Number three, we release that book and we don't create it. We release it because it's already been created on the other side of life.
Mm-hmm.
Number four, the key aspect of writing a book effectively and passionately is passion.
Mm.
Number five, divine timing plays a huge role in when a book is released.
I'm writing passion.
She can attest to that. She's been working on her book for, I don't know, 15 years, something like that. And so she's one of the writers that thinks that she's sort of a procrastinator.
Mm.
But procrastination is actually our friend as authors, because procrastination holds us in place, so the divine timing lines up for a book to be released.
You know, I know I was looking at the testimonials, and one of the ladies, Dr. Lauren Belge, I interviewed her, and I didn't know that she wrote her book in your workshop. She's an emergency room doctor,
yes.
And she had experienced many, many people having near-death experiences in the ICU, and you helped her write that book. She's helped so many people. That's incredible.
Lauren Bellig. She was just on the Today Show about two months ago.
Right? Right. And now she has this award-winning, four-time award-winning book, Near Death in the ICU. And this is not anything she ever would have written in medical journals and her traditional, you know, peer-reviewed studies. No. She needed to have space to get this, to birth this, and she has helped so many people understand there's that death isn't the end and that there's life after life, and she's seen it firsthand from a medical perspective, and that's amazing. I just really love that. Now, someone, I mean, I'm just looking at these testimonials. They're pretty incredible, but it's up to you. You have to actually pick the phone up in order to make this happen. Don't just listen to the show. I'm actually speaking to you. You, that person that says she can't be speaking to me, can't she? Yeah, I am. I am speaking to you.
And the voices of the world.
You know it. You know it. And if you give us a call right now at 516-620-3602, this is a pledge of $250, but it's about the donation to the station, and also you're investing in yourself. We only have 50 of these virtual retreats available. It's a 3-day virtual retreat, 9, 10, 11 of March. And there's a limited amount of these because there's, you know, a limited amount of space so that everybody can have their time and have attention and so forth. It's very, very important. So you have to give us a call in order for this to happen. If you really want to get this book out of your brain and your soul and onto paper where it can actually help people, then that's how you do that, is you give us a call. Now, is there preparation that needs to be done ahead of time? Is it lengthy? What is that?
The preparation takes about 12 hours, Lisa.
Okay.
And it needs to be done prior to the retreat. It can be done way in advance or the last minute. It doesn't matter. But there is preparation that needs to be done. And we send you all the materials that you need to prepare. And we actually lead you through a series of classes to prepare. And, you know, back to Lauren for a second. She's one of over 100 bestsellers we've had come through the program in the last 4 years.
Wow. In the last 4 years. That's amazing. What constitutes a bestseller? Like, how do you know? Is it, do they go further with it, or how does that work?
Sales, rate of sales, acquisition of sales, Amazon, number of hits that you have.
Mm. And you help people do all that?
Yeah, we help people do all that, too.
Ah, that's great. So,
you know, once a book is released, your life changes.
True.
You come in alignment with your divine voice, as you know.
Mm-hmm.
Your divine purpose, your divine message. And the divine purpose begins to lead your life to different levels of expression, and communication, and enlightenment. And it leads you to become a best-selling author if that's where you want to go.
So you can help people all the way through. Now, there's...
Yes.
Some of the people that I've, I mean, I'm just thinking of some of the people that I know that are practitioners that don't say they don't have time to do something like this. They're too busy in the office helping people rather than writing their story. What would you say to someone like that?
It's a weekend. It's a weekend, dude.
Yeah.
It's a weekend. If you can't spare a weekend, you don't really value yourself enough to do anything well. It's a weekend. It's a weekend.
Yeah,
true. 3 days.
3 days and you can do it. Yeah. Yeah. That makes sense.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you have to call first. So the number is 516-620-3602. 516-620-3602. It's a $250 donation to the station. And normally if somebody was to take a class like this, the 3-day weekend, this is pretty much discounted from, and of course you've donated. Thank you so much to the station, which is really wonderful.
My pleasure.
What would something like this cost to go through?
Through someone else?
Yeah, through you, through the website.
$600.
Wow. So this is a great discount for our listeners, but it is a donation, so I just want to mention that. All right, so it's a $600 value, but it's a $250 pledge to the station. So not only, I don't want you to think about this later, because then you're going to be at the $600 level. I want you to think about this now. And that's, I'm just talking to your procrastination. I want you to be able to really get the value out of something like this. I've seen it help so many people. You can look on his website, which is tombird.com, and you can see how many people that it's helped, life-changing, delivered seamlessly. And she said, so one person said, I knew coming in that I would exit this retreat as a different kind of writer and a very different editor. And this person absolutely did. She didn't even realize how many different things that she brought to this experience, and she did. One person said that they didn't think they were going to last through the 3 days, and this was the one that finished first. That's great. So in terms of you helping people getting this, is it when they go in with a concept of their book, Did they usually write that book, or is it another concept that comes through?
They always write something different.
Always?
Always. Sometimes a little bit different, sometimes greatly different, but always something different. Their mind just doesn't have the memory capacity to hold the essence of something as large as a book.
Hmm.
So they always write something different. And one of the beautiful things, but scary things, about a retreat like this is you get to really see through your book a mirror image mirroring back to you of what God thinks of you, which is always great.
Hmm.
It's always intimidating, too, you know? Mm-hmm. You really have to live up to that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Like Lauren. I mean, she didn't expect to write that book.
Really? Huh.
She, not the book she wrote. She thought she was going to write something like an analytical version of what she wrote. What she wrote was very passionate, very spiritual, very humanistic, very personal. She really stepped out of a closet to write that book.
Yeah.
And she was concerned that her colleagues would disapprove of what she did. She found out, though, the opposite was the truth, because they relished in her sharing of her experiences.
So it really is.
They relished in.
Mm-hmm. So it's really
life-changing.
Yeah. And what comes out is supposed to come out. Right?
Well, yeah, you know, it's like a child. You want a boy, but if you got a girl in the birth canal, you got a girl in the birth canal.
And you're happy with it anyway, right? Yeah.
Yeah, because initially there's an initial resistance to what comes out, like, oh, I don't want to write this, this is too personal. But as you keep going into it, you realize that it is a deep reflection of who you really are and what you're really meant to say. And so you fall in love with it because it's in love with you already.
Hmm.
That's your book, of course.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I love how you say that. Yeah.
You know, I interview every author at the retreats when they've concluded their books. And you would think that there would be a great amount of elation. Like, well, I finished my book. You know, oh, I can't believe I did it. That's not where they come from. When I ask them how they feel, I get one of two responses. Either I get, well, I feel at peace. Or the second response is, I did what I came here to do. They meant delivering a message through their books. It's a very divine experience.
Mm-hmm.
So happiness is temporary, as proven by happy hours, but peace is permanent.
Mm-hmm.
Peace is a living, breathing reflection of living one's divine purpose. So that's the biggest result, personally, that people get from my retreats is, they're at peace.
Yeah. Yeah.
I did it.
I talk to so many listeners who call in and say, you know, I really want to write my book, or I really have a book that I want to write, or I hear their story on air and I say, gosh, have you thought about writing a book? And they say yes. And they just will never do it because they think that the writing process is so daunting and so much bigger. And it doesn't have to be. That's Tom's whole point. And he's been teaching people and had thousands of people go through his programs that have accomplished books and published them and become bestsellers. And it's a very, very high success rate, 97% success rate, which is wonderful. All right, give us a call here, 516-620-3602. Many of the people that have gone through his programs even wind up going on to, you know, national talk show circuits and so forth because their story is so worth telling. And how would people ever even know that this specific emergency room doctor had these incredible experiences of watching people die and come back, and they say the same thing consistently, consistently, consistently? So it is a $250 pledge to the station. And if you can give us a call right now, 516-620-3602. You can write a bestseller in a weekend. It is a 3-day virtual retreat. It's a writing retreat in 3 days. Very structured, very professional. It's been done over and over again. So this program is guided, 100% of the way guided. And you will be able to, along with the energy of the rest of the people in the program, really get to this state of accomplishment, which is incredible. It is a $250 pledge, but on the website, it's far more than this, triple the amount. So if you get a chance, give us a call right now. And if you feel for any reason that you've had this writer's block and you're looking to get rid of that excuse for good, just call right now and sign up for the weekend and also pledge to the station, 516-620-3602. So in the exercises that you do, Tom, can you give us an example of one of the exercises that you do on one of the days?
Well, by the time people show for the retreat, Lisa, they're prepared. So we relax into the divine author within connected state, which is what I refer to as a meditative state. We relax into that, and then we tap into our books, and those books start coming. Now, what we do, we time the writing speed of every author every 15 minutes, kind of like taking their literary blood pressure to make sure they're staying in the zone state. Initially, for the first 2 or 3 hours, our authors face their dark nights of the soul. They face their fears, their frustrations, their restrictions, their fears of undeservability. They face those. And I'm there constantly to walk them through the experience. I've been through that road, down that road thousands of times before, so I know the road. And after 2 or 3 hours, they hit the zone state, and the book begins to write itself through them. And from that point forward, they're on autopilot. They don't really need me that much until they complete their books, and then we go into revision. But, you know, really where I earn my money is in that 2 or 3 hours of fear, frustration, resistance, undeservability. That's where I earn my money, because that's what I help them get over. And I will walk over that mountain and start sliding down the other side of the hill. And everybody goes through that. You go through that with every book you'll do. But as you mentioned, it's rather daunting. The first time through, it's daunting. Oh, my God. My blood pressure's up. My neck hurts. My hand hurts. I can't do this. I want to run. I mean, oh, no, I can't run because I'd be the only person in this room that's going to leave today. I can't leave because I don't want to embarrass myself. All that stuff comes up. It's all natural. It's all natural. Because what is happening, the book represents a white light energy force. And that white light energy is pushing all those fears, those frustrations, and those concerns out of the author and make room for itself in that author. So it's not really reacting to it, those fears and frustrations, worries and doubts and concerns. It's releasing them to make room for the greater good of the author and the book as a whole.
So it's a real process. And something that's been done over and over again successfully, so it works. You know what to expect.
I've worked with over 90,000 new authors in the last 35 years.
Wow. That's a lot of people. That's amazing. Yeah. I love it. And there's a staff that helps support everyone as well, and there's a timing, and there's a rhythm to it, and it's very structured, and that helps with people who have been staring at a page for a very long time, waiting for the genius to come through. There's a lot of support in that divine process. And then someone else is, you know, saying that this, the whole weekend was, write your bestseller in a weekend workshop has really brought out her inner genius. I love that. And her inner genius came out to play. That's so fantastic.
Yeah.
All right, so here's the number. Again, I'm going to give you an opportunity to give us a call. And I am calling on all authors who have a book inside of them that have not yet become authors, authors-to-be. And this is a Write a Bestseller in a Weekend 3-day virtual writing retreat, March 9 through 11, and is a $250 pledge to the station to keep public radio thriving and alive. But we need your donations now. We already have had 10 of these go. We have another 40 left. So give us a call. Keep the phone lines ringing because these will go by the end of the show. 516-620-3602. If this speaks to you, if you have a book that's stuck inside of you and you really truly want to get this into the world, to get your story heard, to have your voice be heard, is such an incredibly healing process as well. And for other people to get a healing and to grow, change from reading your book, it is something that you will always appreciate. It goes on most people's bucket lists, but now's the chance to do it. Even if you're wanting to write your the story of your family and give it to your relatives. I mean, there's so or a wonderful a love story, whatever. It could be a novel. It could be anything. A memoir. It doesn't have to be a self-help book. It could be channelings. It could be intuition. It could be anything that you want. You can interview your elders and your family and make a book like that. I mean, there's so many different things that you can do that really could, if you have a vision of the way that the future can be, there's so many things. So it's up to you to give us a call, though, and actually get this into motion. Just sitting there listening to this isn't going to get the book written. You actually have to pick up the phone and call us. 516-620-3602. 516-620-3602. And you can also, if you do this, you can give this to somebody as a gift. You can give it to a group of people, your family, something. I mean, you don't have to write it just for the masses. You can write it for your own community. There's, you know, you can write it as if you're a practitioner, you can have your book in the waiting room of your office so that people can know a little bit more about your process. There's so many different ways to be able to use a book and to have it be a part of who you are. So let's get the phone lines ringing in here. We have a limited amount of time. We have 30 minutes left, and all of these will go. There are 50 spots available in this particular weekend. Give us a call now, 516-620-3602. And this premium is for a three-day virtual writing retreat called Write a Bestseller in a Weekend. And it's a $250 pledge to WBAI, but it's priceless for you. If you were to go on to his website, tombird.com, you would see it at $600. So this is something, if you want to take advantage of this right now and really motivate yourself, don't put this off. You've done it for so long. You know what that feels like. Try something that gets you motivated. And you also have a group mentality that goes along with it. You have a field, a coherent field. When you get the people in this workshop that are all going to be together, it keeps you motivated, keeps you moving. You hook into the kind of momentum that happens with a group field like that. Tell me about that. How does that work, Tom?
All authors are divinely led. And every author is like a light bulb. When you get a few hundred authors come together at a retreat like this, there's hundreds of light bulbs lit at the same time, which lights up the world, lights up their lives, lights up their presence, lights up those who are affected by their work. And while you were speaking, I recall the story of a listener from yours from the Manhattan area. She was driving in Brooklyn and got in a minor accident. And when she got in an accident, the car crashed, of course. The radio automatically came on in her car, and this talk show with you and me on it appeared.
Wow.
And so while she was waiting for the ambulance, she listened to us speak as well for the retreat on her cell phone.
And she wound up going?
The radio didn't come on until she crashed.
Huh.
So got her attention, and she finished your book, of course.
Oh, my goodness. What an amazing story. I'm so glad you remember that.
If you're listening in here today, you're being divinely led for a purpose, for a reason. Mm. The purpose is to sign up for the retreat. Mm-hmm. Make your donation and sign up for the retreat. That's what I feel.
There are truly no accidents.
There are no accidents, period.
Wow.
That's a true story.
That's amazing. So let's not have a car crash to change someone's life here. Just call. You save yourself a little bit of time to get that wake-up call from the universe. I mean, as so many people that I've looked at their books and said, gosh, I'm so glad you wrote this. You've helped so many people, even listeners that have called in to say, I've been through this experience and I want to share it. And they have helped so many people. So if that was actually put into a book form, it could help so many more people than just being a caller in a radio show. And speaking of radio, you are supporting public radio by calling and offering your pledge right now. Tom Bird has been so generous to offer these 50 spots to us as a public radio station to help us keep our our lights on, our signal strong, and getting communication out to you, the listeners. So please call. Already 25 of these have gone. We're halfway there, and they're going to be done by the end of this hour. So please get on the phone right now. It's definitely an urgent situation because in about 20 minutes, all of these will go. And I want you to be able to jump in on this now and know that this is something that will support you and support public radio. 516-620-3602 is the phone number to call here. And it's Write a Bestseller in a Weekend. It's a 3-day virtual writing retreat. Now, don't think that you're going to get off scot-free by just taking this class in your computer. You are dedicated. Yeah, I know you laugh too. I heard Joyce tell us about this. You can't get up without getting some
serious stuff.
It is. It is. And you have accountability on the other end too, right?
Oh, gosh, yes. You know, I really, you know, what turns my heart over more than anything else at a retreat is when I have someone that showed up because their lover or husband or wife sent them to the retreat, and they didn't really want to go, but the husband or wife or lover saw something greater in that person than they saw in themselves.
Oh.
And that person that gave the gift of awakening to that author.
Hmm. I love it.
What better day by that ultimate gift for a lover or wife or husband, girlfriend, whatever you've got, than this. I mean, I'm an old romantic, you know, and when I see somebody taking a risk to buy someone a gift because they see this potential in the one they love, and the person doesn't see it in themselves, and then it works out, God, what a great gift. Mm. You gave that great gift. It was a gift of enlightenment, expression, and divinity to that loved one. What greater gift can you give? It comes through writing a book.
What also a great gift to give to a student, a teenager or student or someone who's in the middle of writing a thesis. This would be amazing for someone who's writing a thesis also.
Like Gina?
Yeah. I just looked at her when I said busted. Yes, my executive producer Gina is in the middle of writing her thesis. Now we've called her out.
You know, in my last retreat, we had 5 students from a local charter school.
Oh,
and
cool.
They were each 12 years old. They finished their books in a day and a half. I mean, can you imagine? They accomplished that at the age of 12.
Day and a half. She just said, I don't have time.
Give her time.
Gina, you know, that is a great example. Somebody who is writing a thesis could really get through a lot of it and get the support that they need and get some motivation and work in a group environment. That is a really great idea. And also for the rest of you who do maybe have someone who you love who knows they need to write their story. What a beautiful gift for someone. If there is a student in your life, if there is your own personal story, your own personal experience that you'd like to get out there. Look, there's people on here that have been Amazon bestsellers, or there's ones that just wrote the book and put it on Amazon itself, you know, to a print on demand. There's so many different ways that you can do this, but it gets it out there. I mean, it could even be, you know, a cookbook, but you can write a children's book. You can write so many different things, but it's got to be done. You've got to actually do it. And it's so rewarding. It's so rewarding. And then you get to call yourself an author because you truly are. And you went through a process that has worked for over 90,000 people. So give us a call right now, 516-620-3602. Call and donate $250 to the station. This is a 3-day virtual writing retreat, March 9 through 11. It's a $600 value, and we have probably less than 20 left at this point. So these are flying off the shelves because people are understanding that this is going to help their lives so much. Got to get on it, though. You've got to call us in order for this to actually work in your life. And this is about supporting the station, but it's really about supporting you. So give us a call. Keep supporting public radio, but support your dream. And if this is something that was on your bucket list, scratch it off. Sign up for the weekend and learn the process that helps you to actually get your work out there, get your story out there. 516-620-3602 is the phone number to call. And now you help them. There's a process here that we talked about earlier with there's like a five-step process: healing and clearing, preparation, the writing, the revising, and the promotion. Can you talk about those a little bit, please?
Sure. We cover all the technical topics before the retreat. We cover revision after the person finishes a book at the retreat. And I think it's really important to realize that we're unlocking human beings that are calling themselves authors. We're unlocking them spiritually. And the five-step process is designed to do just that, unlock them spiritually so they can release their books and release their true purposes. This is a step into Dharma. You know, karma is, we all know what karma is. Dharma is life purpose. The book is a bridge between karma and Dharma. Mm, mm. And, you know, it's, I hate to put it this way, but it's true. This is also the cheapest form of psychotherapy going. You can go see a good psychotherapist for years and make great gains, but you can make the same gains in a weekend writing your book, because you're bringing the divine self into the presence of you to heal you, cleanse you, educate you, release you, and push you forward.
Mm. Yes. So this is something that people are have experienced from the workshops, that they really have.
Everybody does.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody does. My big turn on at these retreats personally, Lisa, is to watch the transformation that happens on a personal level for everyone that attends the retreat. I don't want to say this is a given, but it is a given. I know they're going to finish their books. But it's what happens between the beginning of the book and the end of the book. That's what I like to see.
Mm.
Personal transformation aspects. They're standing straighter. They look 20 years younger. They look happy. Frowns are replaced by smiles. There's a twinkle in their eyes. Twinkle in their eyes like you'd see in a child's eye on Christmas morning. Because they've rediscovered the biggest gift that someone could give them, which is themselves. That's what happens at a retreat.
Oh, nice. Nice.
The book is a byproduct of the transition. And everyone at one time or another cries at the retreat.
Aww.
I cry with them all. I cry the whole retreat.
Mm-hmm.
I'm holding hands, I'm hugging people, kicking the ass at the same time. I do whatever I need to do. But this, it's not tears of agony. It's not tears of frustration. It's tears of forgiveness, tears of healing, tears of awakening, tears of recognition. Like they're seeing a part of themselves that they knew was there, but they forgot what it looked like until it appears as a book. Then they can see it right there, right in front of them. On every page of the book, they can see their true selves. And they cry because of happiness. Because they found a part of themselves they lost decades before.
Can you imagine having that feeling at the end? I mean, just think about it. After, you know, if you sign up for this retreat, on the 12th of March, you will have your book completed. That's an amazing feeling to be done with this process and actually have something that you're proud of that came through you, that couldn't have happened any other way. And through this very guided program that has been going on for 30 years, you really have helped people. I mean, you've developed a structure that works, which is fantastic. And I did too. When I went through writing my book, it's, you know, there's a part of it you have to go through the pain of it. And I looked back and went, oh, gosh, I really shouldn't have written that. But then I did. And the part that I thought I shouldn't have written was one of the ones that I heard the most about. So it was, you know, about a painful experience that I had in high school. And I didn't think anyone would care. And I thought that was self, you know, so stupid to write about. And, of course, it's the one that has helped a lot of people. I've heard from a lot of people about that. So you take something that you want to erase in your mind and you put it on paper and it helps somebody, and then you realize, well, it makes a lot more sense as to why you've gone through it. So
you release it for good, too.
Yeah, you kind of do.
You release it for good.
Right's the wrong.
It for good.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, out of all the students that have attended my retreat, I've learned the most. My authors have taught me well. They've taught me exactly what they needed, what I had inside me by asking the right question at the right time. So a shout goes out to my students, my authors, because they've taught me to teach them what they need to know.
Oh, it's nice. You listen. You're a big part of it.
That's... I have no choice. Mm-hmm. I have no choice.
You're with us.
Kicked in the ass. I prefer listening to getting kicked in the ass.
Mm-hmm.
But they've taught me well. Mm-hmm. You know, I've had 90,000 professors, each one who was passionate about delivering the message to me.
Hmm.
And they helped awaken in me an understanding of my true self and what I was meant to do by helping them.
Hmm.
So we're all teachers, we're all students at the same time.
That's a good point.
But I know the path. I know the path of the book.
Because you've done it. Yeah, because you've done it. All right. Well, I want to give a shout out. We've got 15 minutes left, so you have to call in order to be a part of this program. The phone number here is 516-620-3602. There is a volunteer sitting in the phone room right now, and we'll take your phone call. And it's a $250 pledge to the station. It is a 3-day virtual writing retreat, March 9, 10, 11. And it is only specifically for those who have this idea that they've had a book stuck inside of them. Or if you know someone who has a book stuck inside of them and you really want to help them. Tom Bird is known as the Book Whisperer. He has taught people through his surefire way to get your book written. He has a 97% success rate. So if you're getting this for someone else, his message and his program has helped over 90,000 people with a 97% success rate write a book in a weekend. And it has been an incredible experience. My producer, Joyce, said, really? Does this really work? And she wanted to experience it. And so we know firsthand someone who's done this and it did work for. And she has talked to us about it and told us about it and said it was an incredible experience. So the only way that you're going to get to do this 3-day virtual retreat, though, is by giving us a call. Now, your phone call supports public radio. Tom Bird has been generous enough to give us 50 of these wonderful spots in his retreat for supporting public radio. So I know he's a huge support of the station, but now it's up to you. Tom has done an amazing job of donating his space, and we've got our volunteers in the throne room donating their time. Now we're asking you to close the loop here for us and give us a call. 516-620-3602. 516-620-3602. 3602. And this is a $250 pledge to the station. Our friend Alan did it too. He loved it. We've known a lot of people that have gone through this workshop, and it's phenomenal. Now, in the experience here for these 3 days, you are committed. You have to take time on your calendar and block off the time in your calendar and have a quiet spot and really give to yourself. Don't create, you know, rushing in and out of being interrupted and all that. You really need to give yourself this time. But that's what you would do if you were to go away. Well, you save the expenses of going away, and you actually get to do this in the comfort of your own home. So the phone number again, 516-620-3602. You want to get it for a loved one, get it for them. If there's a student in your life that you want to help, get it for your student. If there's a children's book, a memoir, a novel, a cookbook, anything that you feel that you want to write, your story, this is your chance to get it done. And we're beyond the New Year's resolution window here. If you've dropped all those, here's time to start another one. All right, so keep the phone lines ringing. We are almost done and almost out of them. So here's the number to call, 516-620-3602. Keep the phone lines ringing. You can tell this has been a great process for many, many people who've gone through the program. I didn't even know that Lauren Beld had written the book Near Death in the ICU. Great book. Many other people here that I'm looking at your website have created bestsellers. Amazing. Amazon bestsellers. From that, I mean, what is it, your success rate? You said, you 100 bestsellers over the weekend in the past 3 years, right?
Past 4 years, yes.
Past 4 years. And you show them how to do that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We take them down that road and get them there.
Through all the promotion?
Yes. You do that. And, you know, I feel called to share something else. I think there's a few people out there asking, how do I know if I have a book inside me? Well, pretty simple. If you've been told that you should write a book, you've got a book inside you. If you've ever touched anybody with something you've written, whether it be a Christmas card, a blog, a note, you've got a book inside you. If you're constantly drawn to bookstores, whether they be online or brick-and-mortar bookstores, you've got a book inside you. If you've ever been in the state that I refer to as the divine author within Connecticut State, where writing just pours out of you and you lose track of time, you've got a book inside you. You're being led to take the step. Take the step now. Life gets a lot more difficult if you miss the window.
Yes.
The door's open. The door's open more than a crack for you. Step through it.
And everyone has a story. I mean, everyone has a story.
Everyone has one.
People all the time, yeah. And your story can help other people, too. It's not just lost on you. Yeah. And people who have written books have been all over different types of talk shows and so forth. And it's just think of all the people, things that maybe you've done something that you learned how to do, or you found, maybe you've gone through a tough process and you want to write the story so other people don't have to go through that process with you. Maybe you've figured out a way to, solve the problem where a health challenge or immigration challenge or something. Maybe you've figured out a way to, to survive in an environment that is really difficult to survive in. There's so many different things. So here's the phone number to call, 516-620-3602. There are a couple questions here. One caller is asking, what if you have to miss an hour or two in something that you've got going on that specific weekend? Are there makeup hours or materials?
That's fine. They can make up the hours after the session's done that day.
Okay. Okay.
And you know the retreat, Lisa, is really about twice as long as it needs to be. The average author finishes her book in 13 hours, so about a day and a half of time. So I've included enough hours to begin revision as part of the process, but actually I could make this a day and a half to 2 day retreat be just as successful with the writing of books.
Because of the healing and the clearing?
Yeah, everything.
Once you do that part, then the rest of it's easy, right?
Then you get in that zone state, girl. And the book carries you. Then you transfer from the driver's seat to the passenger seat, and you're enjoying the ride.
Wow. You're no longer in control. It just kind of comes through you. That's the right space to be in. That's what...
Yeah, and you're enjoying it, It takes the control freak out of the process.
Wonderful. So again, this is March 9 through 11. It is a virtual retreat. So you do this from the convenience of your home. It is about how many hours a day is this process?
8 hours a day.
Okay. And there's breaks, of course.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah. Lots of breaks in there where people get a chance to, get up and walk around, and lots of writing intensities, and then a break, as far as I remember. Is that right?
Yeah, so but truth of the matter is, once they get into the book, they don't even like the break.
Nice.
Because they're just into it. They're just into the process, and they're into this deep soul state, and it's a place that they remember from sometime in the past that they love being in, but they forgot how to get into. So we break frequently. We have lunch and things like that, interactions, free-flowing. But what they really like doing after they get beyond that two-hour barrier is they like just writing. They're just totally into it, just totally into the experience.
Is it from 9 to 5? Is that the 8-hour window?
It's from 8 to 6 with breaks in between there.
Oh, okay. So it's 8 hours of writing. That's great.
Yes.
Wow, fantastic. That is great. So you really do need to commit yourself to the program. If you have to go to somewhere to do it, just do it. Make yourself, shut your door, lock your door, have the kids go somewhere for the weekend. Do whatever you need to do to make this experience happen for you. I wound up having to do that when I was writing my book. It was summer, and my daughter was out of school, and I found myself running out all over the place. I finally had to have somebody come and just take for 3 days and drive and so forth so that I could shut the door and get this done because I wanted to. And the process I went through also when I wrote something, I went back and read it and then wrote it again and then read it and then wrote it again. How do you get over that process there? Because I think I overwrote things a lot.
You go real deep real fast. And that's the beauty of the group. The group is like a weight that takes you deeper and deeper and deeper than you can go yourself. So what you went down to like an elevator ride to finish your book. You went one level, the next level, the next level. We go right to the bottom of the elevator ride right from the beginning because of the way the group. The way the group gives us greater depth, greater passion, greater connectivity. So we don't need to go in stages. We just go there.
Oh, see? I could
the
have done.
The group is what does that for us.
Could have done that so much faster. That's great. Well, this will be my second
job. Good job, nonetheless.
Well,
the way the group is essential.
As I said, it was challenging, though. It was really challenging. So this, I have a deep appreciation for something like this because I know that it takes a long time to write a book, and I was blessed enough for Reed Tracy at Hay House to say, write your book, Lisa. It'll change your life. That's the way Reed speaks. And I love him. And he was right. He was absolutely right. And my book, Becoming Aware, has changed so many people's lives. And I am so grateful that Reed inspired me to do that. So here I am paying it forward and asking you, write a book. Write your book, whatever it takes for you to get into this weekend. Call us right now. 516-620-3602. It is the Write a Bestseller in a Weekend 3-day virtual writing retreat with Tom Bird. It's March 9 through 11. It's a virtual retreat only, so you've got to have a computer to do this. It's taught in this very professional online web conference format, and it's been done so many times before that they've really perfected this process. Attendees write and complete their books. 95% of the people that get involved in the program write and complete their books by the end of the 3 days, which is so interesting because it used to be a 4-day program and the success rate stayed the same in the 3-day program because it really only takes a day or about 13 hours, Tom says, to complete what you do because of the depth that you go right away. When you get into the healing and the clearing, through the healing and the clearing part, you go right into the writing, which is beautiful. We are done. I didn't even look at the time. So keep the phone lines ringing. Thank you, Tom, so much for your donation to the station.
Thank you, Lisa.
Appreciate you.
Take care.
All right. Bye. You too. And thank you to all our wonderful listeners. Keep the phone lines ringing. I'm Lisa Garr. And as always, I invite you to stay aware.
Hi, my name is Asif Muhammad. When I'm in New York, I always have my radio tuned to 99.5 FM, WBAI. When I'm traveling, I'll listen on the web at wbai.org. Assalamu alaikum. Mera naam Asif Muhammad hai. Main jab New York mein hota hoon, to hamesha 99.5 FM, WBAI ko sunta hoon. Aur jab main safar mein hota hoon, to main wbai.org par sunta hoon. Assalamu alaikum. Mera naam Asif Muhammad hai. Main New York ich hamesha 99.5 FM WBAI radio sunna te jadon main safar ch hona te wbai.org te sunna.
Thanks to you.
Thank you for thinking of me. I thank you.
Let us say thank you to all you people out there.
I want to thank each and every one of you for coming by.
And while he's thanking those folks, let me take this opportunity to thank all of you, our listeners and support staff, our contributors, our interns, the volunteers, producers, and the entire crew that works countless hours to bring WBAI into your lives.
Is this where I sign up to get my medical oregano?
You don't have to sign up for medical oregano.
I don't need a medical oregano card.
The medicinal properties of oregano are well known.
I know. I heard it on WBAI.
Even so, my brother was unable to speak, could not walk. We gave him oregano.
And it cured him?
First he started to crawl.
Oh.
Then he sort of toddled.
Could he say anything?
He said da-da.
Oh.
Then mama. And then he went off to kindergarten.
And you owe it all to oregano.
No, we owe it all to WBAI.
Well, what about the oregano?
We put it on his pizza.
If you owe it all to WBAI, make sure to keep your membership current. For only $25 a year, you will enjoy all the privileges of membership, including the right to vote in WBAI's democratically run elections. And don't forget to sprinkle some oregano on your pizza.
And your tunes to listener-sponsored, non-commercial Pacifica Radio, New York City, WBAI, vibrating 99.5 million times every second. This is Hour of the Wolf, a weekly program dedicated to science fiction, fantasy, enchantment, and the imagination. My name is Jim Freund. This morning, we're going to Wakanda, and we're going to South Africa via Anthony Sloan and in studio, Terrence Taylor. Stay tuned.
In person's overview for Hour of the Wolf. I had watched the new theatrical release, They Remain, twice. First time was a few months ago when Bubs wanted some feedback in defense of the film debut.
Well, this is the second time that I have transferred one of Dan Person's reviews to the computer here, and it just doesn't go through. It's obviously there is some kind of a codec problem. Now, I could, in theory, pardon me while I move my mic, I could, in theory, go into my email and re-download that review, and I will do so. But instead of hearing that review of They Remain, which just opened last week, why don't we listen to Dan's review of Black Panther? And hopefully that one is working. And then we will get the review of They Remain a little later in the show. Please bear with us, because trying to do all kinds of stuff. You can substitute your favorite word for the word stuff that I'm not normally doing. So stand by. But here's a different Dan Persons review. I mean, it's the same Dan Persons, different review.
So let's not make any bones about this. Black Panther, the latest installment in the Marvel Cinematic Universe, or MCU as we like to call it, is a really good film. Packed with action, amazing visuals, production designer Hannah Beechler weaves naturalistic African culture into her sets, lining an airship interior with wooden textures and tracing the details of a high-tech laboratory with colorful tapestry designs, and marked notably by strong performances from a largely black cast, led by a graceful, charismatic performance by Chadwick Boseman as T'Challa, the newly crowned king of the futuristic kingdom of Wakanda, and, just incidentally, the titular Black Panther. There's a little weirdness in how the spirituality ingrained in this particular corner of the universe reconciles with the rest of the MCU. We've already discovered that the gods of Norse mythology are real entities. Now, in this film, several characters visit a spirit plane for conversations with their ancestors, and while the film plays cagey in saying whether this is an actual place one can go to, or just a character's hallucination, there are intimations that, yeah, we're supposed to accept this as real. But aside from the impending confusion with that, and somebody is going to have to come up with a unified spirituality theory for the MCU if it hasn't been done already, Black Panther can take its place at the side of the best of Disney's Marvel movies. Which is kind of a problem. Just on the level of the entire franchise, as impressive as Black Panther is, we are getting used to this level of quality from an MCU film. Things that should amaze, from ceremonial battles set in a stunningly CG-realized cliffside amphitheater to full-on warfare with martial arts, aerial combat with futuristic aircraft, rampaging armored rhinos, and two Black Panthers battling it out for control of the kingdom, just get slotted into the stuff we expect from big Marvel films. That would be problem enough. But this isn't just any Marvel movie. This is the long-awaited Black Panther. One would hope, given the state of our nation as it stands, and the fact that this was directed by Ryan Coogler, whose previous credits include Fruitvale Station and Creed, that the opportunity would have been taken to bring a deeper social relevance to the proceedings. Coogler does drop hints around the edges, mostly through the voice of T'Challa's rival for the throne, Killmonger, played by Michael B. Jordan, and I wouldn't be surprised to hear that the director had to fight like hell to get what little is implied into the film. But what little is raised is also quickly shunted aside, and it may as well be Thor and Loki fighting for mythical primacy as two men whose fictional conflict might have compelling relevance in the real world. Frankly, X-Men has done more to address issues of equality and how it should be attained than Black Panther dares. On the one hand, I can understand the reluctance. There's always a risk in hitching superheroes too tightly to the problems of the real world, where there isn't a Wakandan technological paradise to solve all or many of our woes. The irony is that a major theme in Black Panther is whether one should engage with the world at the risk of corruption or hide from it and maintain integrity with, spoiler alert,
T'Challa within the film finally deciding on the former, while the suits at Disney have clearly decided for the movie, ooh, maybe not this time. Just be happy we're doing Black Panther at all, okay? But Black Panther is now a mammoth hit, and hopefully, with Wonder Woman, we can finally put to rest the notion that the protagonists of tentpole superhero blockbusters have to be white and male. Maybe, that will embolden Disney to be a bit more daring in their messaging in the inevitable sequel. That's a big if. As the delay in getting the Black Panther character to the screen has proven, it takes a lot of effort to get the lumbering corporate behemoth to change direction. But I'm not looking for a manifesto here. These are supposed to be fun films, after all. A point that's apparently lost on Zack Snyder over that.